quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview. And this is so exciting for me because I haven't seen this girl in so long, and there's so much less of her now. G'day, Tamara Stewart. How are you?
I'm well, Ben. Thank you for having me. I'm very, very excited. It's been a long time.
I love your music. I also love artists that grow, not only musically, but also personally over the time that I know them. I find that just the most amazing thing, and for me, the most rewarding thing about sitting in my interviewer's chair and listening to everything and watching everything that happens. I just find that the most amazing and rewarding experience for me is to see such positive growth and such a metamorphosis of a soul. And now that you're back, it's great.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And it has, it's been quite a journey, and it's amazing. I don't know if it's just in country music, but the fans' loyalty and the industry support, and it's just beautiful. It's nice to be back. I've still been kind of, I guess, doing little bits and pieces in the process, but this time I'm, back with a new album, and I feel like I'm back.
I absolutely adore the new track that we'll talk about soon, but I'm more interested in what you've been doing in your time off.
Well,
I was going through some of my photos. Would have been 4 years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I've got a photo of us backstage at the Muster, back when I didn't have the bushy bits. And you're a little bit different too.
I was a little bit different, but yeah, I think that would be, at least 3 years ago. That was the first time I met you, and I remember that. We were backstage in the backstage tent, and I'm like, who are you? How come I've never met you before? You're an interesting character.
Not much has changed as far as that goes.
But it was good. I remember meeting you. But, yeah, it would be 3 years ago. And, in that time, that was back when Love, Laughter, Lessons, the last record, just came out. So it's been too long. But between then, I was busy with, Tangerine Sky, and that took up a lot more time and, a lot more of my energy than maybe what people realise, because I'd written the song and produced the song and pulled it all together, and it was a fundraising project for those that suffered from the Victorian bushfires, because I'm a Victorian at heart, born and raised, living in Sydney now. So I was busy doing that and promoting that and writing for other artists' albums and a few gigs around the place. But it kind of took this whole resurgence and this last journey that I've been on to really get the motor started and just get back on track. And I'm so excited. And I know it's so funny, because it's like I've had three records, and with every record I say, this song, this is the one, I'm really excited. But I really mean it this time. I'm really excited about this record.
I love it. Now, we're going to talk about you shedding some pounds, because you look fantastic. You've got, you were energetic and amazing before, and now it's just like, you've just turned it up past 10. You're on like 15 or 16 now.
I've gained a lot of weight, and I've always had to watch my weight, and I know I'm not alone in that, because I know that lots of men and women do struggle with that. But I've always just had to keep an eye on it. But I was, I'd gained quite a lot of weight, and just as you say, I've just lost just over 40 kilos, and that really changes your perspective on life.
That's amazing. That's half my weight 10 years ago.
Yeah, there you go. Doing the calculations.
Yeah, definitely. I discovered beer, pies, and peanut M&M's since then.
Well, peanut M&M's. Don't undo all my hard work there, Ben.
No. They're healthy, aren't they? Because they've got a peanut in them.
They're healthy. No, that's right. That's exactly right.
I was going to say, if you take that away from me, I don't know what to believe in anymore.
No, and it's some of them are the same colour as fruit, so...
Yeah, definitely. Was there a moment when you went, okay, I'm going to change my world? Was there a defining incident or moment that prompted you to walk down this path with so much conviction?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think the most significant moment of change for me was actually at the Golden Guitar Awards a couple of years ago for, we were nominated, we were so lucky to be nominated for 2 Golden Guitars with the Tangerine Sky Project. And because I was, you know, and during the whole process, I actually wasn't supposed to be singing on it because I was just the producer, but unfortunately some tracks didn't come through and I ended up singing on. And then I remember Ross Wood was doing the video and I kept, when he was sending me edits, and I'm saying, take me out, I don't want to be on there, because I was quite large then, not at my largest, but I was quite big and I didn't want to be in the camera. So that whole perspective and perception of not wanting to be seen didn't really hit me until the Golden Guitar Awards, because we were nominated and I was the representative of the project, I had to walk the red carpet. And I was standing on the red carpet and I should have been delighted and proud and happy, but, you know, we have to pose for the cameras and all of that for the press. And I remember standing there and just thinking, I just want to run. I don't want to be here. I don't want to, you know, I was happy to be part of the project and creatively, but I didn't want to actually have to, you know, be the front person. And I thought, this isn't cool. This is my living and what I do. And so I went away from that and thought, I need to sort something out. So I did, and I didn't really notice it. Once you're in a rhythm with it and you're just on a mission, it was just blinkers on for me. So it probably took me about another 6 to 12 months to get, you know, really get any level of fitness up and start to get results. And that's when people started to go, oh, hang on a minute, what's going on there? But it was quite a way into the process before people really started to notice the difference. Can you hear?
Isn't she just a beautiful butterfly, one would say? Well, Tamara Stewart is a very, very interesting individual and a very, very talented one as well. And you can join us next week for part 2 of my Real Country interview with Tamara Stewart.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
You know, there's a few things in this world that are instant. There's instant coffee, but let's face it, that's not really good. What else is instant? We've got instant photos, if they even exist anymore. So, you know, realistically, until now, nothing instant has been great, except instantly stop snoring. Snoring is generally caused by incorrect tongue placement, and instantly stop snoring provides a really simple mouth guard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, keeping the tongue forward and clear of the airways. Here's the number you've been searching for, 1-800-991-259. That's 1-800-991-259 for instantly stop snoring.